Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lori London. President Trump is tweeting that he wants congressional Democrats to call him. The tweets come 2 days after Trump signed a series of executive actions he said were aimed at coronavirus relief. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, the White House is still seeking legislative action.
Talks broke down on Friday, prompting President Trump to follow through on his threat to extend coronavirus relief through executive action. But his orders and memorandums have significant limitations and face likely legal challenges. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, speaking on CNBC, said he thinks a deal with Democrats in Congress is still possible.
I heard Pelosi over the weekend and Schumer, and I think they're willing to compromise. So, again, if we can get a fair deal, we'll do it this week. But the president needed to take action. He's not going to sit around.
In a tweet, Trump accused Democratic leaders of being hardliners who don't want to compromise, but added, quote, "They know my phone number!" Exclamation point. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
Lebanon's prime minister has announced the resignation of his government after last week's devastating explosion that destroyed much of the capital, Beirut. NPR's Ruth Sherlock has the latest.
Announcing the resignation of his government, Prime Minister Hassan Diab said he was heeding the people's demand for change. His decision followed the resignation of several key members of his cabinet earlier in the day, including the justice and finance ministers. These come in response to mass public outrage as it emerged that the massive explosion last week was likely an accident and the result of years of negligence by political officials. In recent days, protesters, many of whom have lost their homes in the blast, have called for politicians to resign or hang. The explosion is the latest disaster for a people already suffering an economic crisis that has been blamed in large part on state corruption and the squandering of public funds. Ruth Sherlock, NPR News.
Despite some earlier predictions, the World Health Organization says COVID-19 does not seem to follow seasonal patterns like other viruses such as influenza. WHO Emergencies Chief Mike Ryan says while the flu mainly spreads in winter, the novel coronavirus is clearly not retreating in summer.
This virus has demonstrated no seasonal pattern as such so far. What it has clearly demonstrated is you take the pressure off the virus bounces back. That's the reality, that's the fact. You can call that a second wave, you can call that a second spike, you can call that a flare-up, you can call it anything you like.
The UN Health Agency is urging countries to maintain vigilance and measures to control the virus spread. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed as investors look to a coronavirus stimulus plan. At last check, the Dow up 277 points. This is NPR. McDonald's is suing its former CEO to pay back his multi-million dollar exit payout. Steve Easterbrook was fired from the fast food chain last year after disclosing and apologizing for a consensual non-physical relationship with an employee. But now the company says he was hiding evidence of other violations. NPR's Alina Selyukh reports.
When McDonald's fired Easterbrook in November, he left with an exit payout estimated at more than $40 million. That's because he was fired without cause over a consensual relationship with a staffer, which amounted to sexting. But now the fast food chain is suing Easterbrook for that payout, saying he should have been fired with cause. An anonymous tip led the company to new evidence of three sexual relationships with employees in the year before the former CEO was fired. McDonald's says Easterbrook even awarded one of the women a stock grant worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. The company accuses him of hiding information and erasing evidence from his phone. Easterbrook's legal team did not immediately comment. Alina Selyukh, NPR News.
In Baltimore, Maryland, one person has been killed and three row houses completely destroyed in what the Baltimore Fire Department suspects was a major gas explosion. At least four people are hospitalized with critical injuries. Officials say at one point, five people, including children, were trapped in the wreckage. The explosion reduced homes to rubble. Neighbors say their windows were blown out and doors blasted off of hinges. This is NPR News.